Blog Talk Radio.
Not a man, but can I lie? I know the plans for your life. I'm asking you to dream again. Believe. Take the limits off of me. No, I'm not a man. No, I cannot lie. I know the plans I have for you. They're my design. So I'm asking you. And trust again, and take the limits off of me. And I hear the Lord say, take the limits off, take the limits off. To accomplish what I promised you, oh, take the limits off of me. Take the limits off. Release me. Release me. No limits. No boundaries. I see increase. All around me, saying no limits, no boundaries. I see increase all around me. Come on, stretch forth, break forth, release me, enlarge my territory. Can you pray these words with me? No limits, no boundaries. Come on. Said I see increase all around me. Stretch forth, break forth, release me. Enlarge my territory. Say, no limits, no boundaries. Said I see increase. All around me, stretch forth, break forth, release me. It lost my territory, no limits. Come on, no boundaries. I see increase all around me. Stretch forth, break forth.
Of rain. It's a time of increase. It's a time of harvest. It's a time for reaping. You've sown in many tears. You've sown countless nights. You've paced your floor back and forth. You've believed. You've stood on words that you have yet to see come to pass. But this is the time for rain. Ask for the rain.
Amen, amen, amen. Enlarge my territory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, the song is written from the perspective of God speaking to us. Take me out this box. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Take the limits off of me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Quit putting limits on God and telling God what he can do, telling God what he can't do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When Jesus told us that with man it's impossible, but with God all things, glory to God, are possible. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, your mind, your way of thinking is what's got God limited. Hallelujah. Praise God, because you done said he can't do this and he can't do that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you take the limits off, he gonna show up. And he gonna show out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God today for everybody that's called in, everybody that is tuned in. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody. Amen. On the line, everybody. Hallelujah. On the phone lines on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship with our very own Apostle Ellen A. Curry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he is going to come forth and bring forth a dynamic word. But before we get to that, let's go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you on this morning. We want to thank you, hallelujah, for waking us up, hallelujah, starting us on our way. We thank you, Lord, for the destiny that you have on each and every last one of our lives, Lord. Hallelujah, we praise you for it and magnify you for it on today. We just want to lift you up and praise you. We just want to magnify you and love on you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, we came here, hallelujah, to let you know that you are the one supreme God. There is no God like you, none beside you, none above you, and there never will be, Lord. Hallelujah. We come to magnify you. We've come to lift you up. We've come to praise you. We have come to worship you, Lord. Lord, we want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you have for us on today. And, Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. We want to hear what you have to say on today. We want to hear your words, Lord. Give us the revelation. Give us the knowledge. Hallelujah, Lord. And we praise you in advance for everything you're about to say, everything that you're about to do, everything that you're already done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we just want to praise you and magnify your name. And we appreciate you on this morning, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to our opening scripture real quick. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go to Mark chapter 11. Hallelujah. Verses 22, 23, and 24. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're talking about taking the limits off. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That's what the songs say. Take the limits off. And it says, amen. And Jesus answered me, said unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he has said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye have received them, and ye shall have them. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So Jesus is saying amen real quick. Give me about 3 minutes. He's saying have faith in God. Have faith in God. Faith is defined as confidence. It is defined as a strong belief. Praise God. Don't have faith in the systems of the world. Don't have faith in what you can do. Don't have faith in your employer. Don't have faith in your government. Hallelujah. Don't have faith in your church, but have faith in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then he says, what he says, I say unto you, verily. Hallelujah. I say. That's like for sure. I'm telling you this for sure. Hallelujah. Like the old folks used to say, I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, I'm telling you what I know. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a fact what I'm about to say. He said, whosoever. So therefore, I'm not pinpointing the person. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is something, an ability I have put. Hallelujah, and everyone, hallelujah, if they can believe it and unlock it, the gift that I have put in them, if they believe it. So he say, whosoever, it's not a specific person, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. So if you say it and believe it, Not you just say it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A lot of people are just saying it. Hallelujah. I'm speaking to it. Praise God. But do you believe the words that you are speaking? Because if you don't believe what you're speaking, then your words are just falling on, hallelujah, deaf ears. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But to believe those things shall come to pass, that it's going to happen. Praise God. Watch this. It may not have happened right when I said it, but I believe that since I said it, it's going to happen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, the enemy will try to fool you by saying, look, it ain't happened. Hallelujah. You said it ain't nothing happened. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're not talking about being a magician. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And performing magic tricks. Praise God. I believe, amen, if I speak to this thing, if it don't move today, if it don't move tomorrow, it's going to move. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. See, that's what my attitude got to be.
Yes, Lord.
I've already spoke to that thing. Hallelujah. So since I've already spoken to it, it's going to do what I said it's going to do. It didn't do it today. Hallelujah. Praise God. It didn't do it tomorrow. It may not do it tomorrow. It may not do it next week, glory to God, but it's going to do it. Remember that bad child you was trying to raise? You used to speak to that thing? You might have been that bad child. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they used to speak to you, glory to God, hallelujah, but you didn't do right then, glory to God, hallelujah, but they believed what they said would come to pass, and look at you now, glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, seeking God, seeking the wisdom, hallelujah, of the Most High, look at you now. Hallelujah. I ain't trying to quote Chris Brown, praise God, but look at you now. Hallelujah. Amen. You didn't change because somebody spoke. Oh, Lord, have mercy. See, if you can have the confidence in God that he put something in you, that when you speak to a thing, that it shall come to pass, it shall be so. You got to believe that thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says, amen, in the next verse, that what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you have received it. Even when you ain't got it, believe that you've already got it. Believe that it's already on the way. I've already manifested that thing. I'm simply waiting to see what I said. Hallelujah. And the song we were just listening to, he said, hallelujah, say what you heard and then see what you say. Oh, Lord, have mercy. See, you got to say what you hear God telling you right now. You got to say, God, I believe that thing to be so. God, I believe that it's come to pass. I believe you've already worked it out. I believe it's already manifested, glory to God. I'm just waiting to see it. If you believe it, hallelujah, praise God, one day you will see that thing come to pass, glory to God, hallelujah. It's all about what you believe, glory to God, hallelujah. It's all about where your faith is. Is your faith in God? Hallelujah. Or is your faith in money? Is your faith in God? Or is your faith in the government? Is your faith in God? Or is your faith in people? Where is your faith? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise. Because if it's in God, hallelujah, then you should believe that you can call things that are not as if they were. Glory to God. You could believe, hallelujah, amen, that death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it will eat the fruit thereof. Glory to God, hallelujah. You can believe that the word of God is true, and what he's telling you to do, hallelujah, is go work, because the word of God has never come back void. Hallelujah. Praise God. So as we get ready to move forward, hallelujah, when you ask God for something, believe that it's been done. You asking him for healing, I don't care what the doctors say. Hallelujah. One day they're going to have to say, I don't know how this happened. Praise God. I need you to come back in. I need to run that test again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't know how the loan came through. You didn't even, hallelujah, know you was eligible to get the loan, but somehow you got it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You finally got the revelation. Hallelujah. Praise God that you've been asking God to give you. It just came to you because you believe God told you he was going to give it to you, and now you got it because you believe those things would come to pass. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God on today that we believe those things are coming to pass. Praise God. We believe, hallelujah, it's happening right now. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. I got a verse in one of my songs. I say, you're going to wake up in the morning and find out that I made it. Glory to God, hallelujah. It's going to be that quick, hallelujah. God is already in the middle of the shift, hallelujah. Praise God, and we need to praise God for what we've been asking God for. Hallelujah, amen. That's why you shouldn't stop praising him. That's why you shouldn't stop magnifying him, because he ain't never stopped working. He say, I don't slumber nor sleep. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm always working. I'm always scheming on a master plan. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm always working. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're just not joining us, you are tuned into Out of the Mouth of God Ministries, our Sabbath day prophetic service. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. And if you're just tuned in, if you just called in, you late. I'm not gonna lie to you. You late. Praise God, hallelujah. But you're still on time, praise God. You're on time to receive the word of God on today. Glory to God, hallelujah. And getting ready to come forth and bring forth that word from the Lord on today, hallelujah, is none other than the leader, the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, hallelujah, our very own, my brother in Christ, hallelujah, amen. You know who he is, and if you don't, praise God, you must be the new one. Praise God, welcome, and we thank God for you. I'm talking about none other, praise God, hallelujah, than our very own, the holy apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry, Apostle Curry. It is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen on this morning. Amen. Come on and give God praise this morning. Come on and bless the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on and give God the praise. Hallelujah. If he woke you up this morning, come on and give him the praise. Amen. Hallelujah. If you open your eyes and you saw another day, come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. If you're able to open your mouth and something come out of it, come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. This is the time to don't hold back. Amen. But give him, amen, what is due him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. David said, his praises shall continuously be in my mouth. Amen. So come on for like about 5 seconds. Give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
You love him. Hallelujah. That you appreciate him. Hallelujah. That he is your everything. Hallelujah. If you know God, you're everything. Come on and give him an everything praise. Hallelujah. Lord, you are my everything. Hallelujah. Come on and give him the praise this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This morning, God is an awesome God. He is.
Yes, he is.
And he's always been. Amen. The first and the last, the beginning and the ending. Come on here, somebody. And everything in between. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that God is, amen, the Alpha and the Omega, and everything that's in between. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God controls everything. Hallelujah. We thank God on this morning. We give him the praise and the glory. Amen. This morning. Amen. I want to thank God. Amen. For my dear brother. Amen. Elder Prevost. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We give
bless
God praise this morning for him. Amen. And his wife. Amen. We give praise. God praise and help to the girl. Amen. This morning. Amen. I want to thank God. Amen. For my queen, first lady. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And my beautiful kids this morning. Hallelujah. I want to shout out my fellowship this morning. Amen. And give God thanks. Amen. For the fellowship that he's given me. Amen. I want to give God thanks. Amen. For the platform that he's given me. Amen. To speak his oracles on this morning. Amen. I'm not going to be long this morning. Amen. This might be one of the quickest sermons that I've preached in a minute. Amen. But I'm going to allow God to do and say what he wants to say. Amen. I want to make sure that I ask questions at the end. Amen. For anyone that may have any questions that they want to ask or present to me, amen, after this message. is done. Amen. Come with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Verse 20. Amen. So 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for what our ears are about to hear. We give you praise for what our eyes are about to see. We thank you, Lord, for what our heart is about to understand. Amen. Father, we give you praise and glory and honor. Amen. And we thank you, Lord. Father, I ask you right now, Lord, to have your way, God. Let every word that come out of my mouth, Lord, be all of you and none of me. Thank you, Father, that I pray that everybody that's online this morning would hear your voice. You said your sheep know your voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. So we thank you, Father, that we hear your voice and we don't follow strange voices. We thank you, oh God. We bless your name this morning. We thank you, Lord. Lord, show out this morning. Have your way.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And we will give your name all the glory and the honor and the praise. Somebody give God a praise right now. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
By the hand of the enemy, God, rebuke every devil and demon, God. Hallelujah. And bring every devil and demon to an open shame this morning, God. We thank you. In your holy spirit's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody shout with the voice of triumph. Amen. Somebody
yes,
give God the glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. How many of us this morning is at 2 Chronicles 20 and 20? Everybody ready for the word of the Lord this morning? And the word of the Lord reads, it says, and they rose early in the morning, and they went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I want you to circle this part. Believe in the Lord your God. So shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, and so shall ye prosper. I'm going to leave for a quick text this morning. Believe the prophet. Believe the prophet of God. Believe the prophet. I want to kind of set the atmosphere for this thing. Because you can't believe the prophet and then turn around and be in conflict or be in some kind of way against the prophet. You can't do both. Come to learn, you can't teach.
Yes, Lord.
If you come to teach, you can't be learning. You got to already know this thing. Now, Jehoshaphat is in the midst of a battle. He's in the midst of a fight. And the enemy he's fighting against is stronger than him.
Mm.
And so he done went into prayer.
Wow.
Because he don't know what to do with this enemy that is stronger than him. And when you're a king, you got to go into prayer not only for yourself, but for the people. So he's asking God, Lord, what should I do? Uh-huh. Matter of fact, go back to verse 1. We're going to come back to believe the prophets in verse 20. But in verse 1 of chapter 20, it says, and it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab, circle these here, the children of Moab, Moab means that where God is not present, Moab, the land of no God. It means where God no longer dwells. It means God is not there. Land of Moab. The children of Moab. God is not there. And the children of Ammon, where they sacrifice their children to idol God. But they didn't got in conflict with Judah and Jerusalem, and with them other besides the Amorites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. How many know that even though your enemies may come together to try to come against you, amen, that no weapon formed against you is going to prosper? Come on here, somebody. Verse 3, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. Come on here, somebody. He got scared when he saw the multitude of his enemies coming together against him. But how many know that it don't matter how many come against you, but if God is for you, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Come on here, somebody. Yes, hallelujah. They may try to come together. Amen. They may try to set up something. Amen. But God is saying whatever they're trying to set up, it ain't going to prosper. Come on here, somebody. It's not going to be able to do anything to you. Amen. If you know that to be true, amen. Somebody need to give God a praise right in there. Hallelujah. And so after the gathering and everything, and King Jehoshaphat, amen, went on a fast. Come on here, somebody. He got all the people together, and they began to go into prayer, and they went on a fast, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke. Come on here, somebody. And in verse 14, the Spirit of the Lord spoke. It says, then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jael, the son of Metaphiah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit. And notice how when the Lord began to break down his genealogy, so he was carrying a mantle that had been put on him by his fathers. Come on here, somebody. He wasn't just a run-by-night prophet. This was a prophet that God had his hands on. And let me tell you something, child of God. When you got a prophet that God got his hands on, you got to treat that prophet with respect. You got to treat that prophet with honor. Why? Because God is with him. I don't care if you don't like the prophet. You got to honor him for the fact that God got his hands on him. Hallelujah. Yes. And his word is in his mouth. Hallelujah. Glory. It ain't about fulfilling at this point. It's about you wanting to prosper. Come on here, somebody. You got to get over you and get you out the way. If you really want God to move for you, God put a prophet in your midst, and then you act like you got amnesia and don't know that God got a prophet in your midst. But you better recognize when God got a real one. No, notice, let me say that again. When God got a real one, glory to God, not a jackleg prophet, amen, but a prophet that has really been anointed and appointed and called by God. Oh, I wish somebody would give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, notice what he said in verse 15. And he said, hearken ye all Judah. Judah means praise. Glory to God. Judah has to do with the praise of God. So you can't really get your praise on till you hear from a real prophet. Come on here, somebody. Now, the enemy got prophets all around. But when you get a real one from God, it's going to release your praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he said, hearken ye all Judah, hearken, hear and do. I mean, that word hearken, you certainly, it means to hear and to do, not just hear, because we got a lot of hearers, but we ain't got a lot of doers. That's the problem. We hear God, but we don't do. Amen. Glory to God. And so when you don't do, it's just like you ain't hearing. Come on here, somebody. If you got a child and you tell your child to do something and they don't hear you, glory to God, it's different. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because you asked them, did you hear me? Glory to God. If they ain't moved on what you said, then that means they don't hear you, and that causes you to respond in a way that says that now I got to discipline you because you didn't hear my voice, and you still standing there. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And a lot of us are talking about God as our daddy, but we hear God, but we don't move on God. And we still standing there like we don't stuck. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And God is saying, if you belong to me, then why you stand there on stuck when I've already spoken to you? Oh, I got to go in and pray and hear what God is saying. No, when God speak, his sheep know his voice. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Glory to God. Now, notice what he says. He says, hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid or dismayed by reason of this great multitude. In other words, God is saying, don't worry about them coming together to conspire against you. Don't worry about them talking about you. Don't worry about them in their little clique. Don't worry about them in their big clique. Amen. Whatever clique they got, don't worry about it. Why? Because I'm your God, and I'm going to protect you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So God is still God, even in the midst of a multitude. Come on here, somebody, coming against you. Come on here, somebody. For the battle is not yours. First thing we got to recognize, I may be in a fight. Amen. They may have a large number, but it don't matter what number they have. Amen. Because the fight ain't mine. It's the Lord's. It's God's. Amen. Because when you come against one of his anointed, amen, when you come against his chosen, God is saying, they ain't fighting you. They fighting me. Glory to God. I want you to sit back, amen, get you a root beer, amen, drink you a root beer, and watch me. Glory to God. Don't worry about what they saying, because I'm going to show them. That's why we got to be careful, child of God, how we treat God's anointed. Oh, I ain't getting no amen, but don't worry. I brought mine with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, you got to be careful how you do God's anointing. Come on here, somebody. Because no person called God's anointing. God calls his anointing. Come on here, somebody. God is the one that do the choosing.
Thank you, Lord.
So God is saying that those that don't recognize will have to deal with him personally. Come on here, somebody. We all talking about we believe God, but it ain't till the rubber meet the road that we really know we believe God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so in verse 16, he says, tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Zir, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jerel. And ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Come on here, somebody. It's like you don't worry about anything happening. God said, you ain't got to fight. Why we don't have to fight, beloved? Here's the reason. God said, you ain't got to fight because your praise will be your fight. Are you in kitchen with the Lord just then? He said, you ain't got to fight because your praise is your fight. Come on here, somebody. When you're in the spirit and you learn how to fight in the spirit, you ain't got to fight in the flesh. Come on here, somebody. And he said, set yourself. Stand ye still. Come on, everybody. Don't be moved. I don't care what you hear. I don't care what is being said. He said, don't move. And see the salvation. Circle that word. And see the salvation of the Lord with you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Then Satan would be with them. He said the salvation is going to be with you. So whatever you believe in him for, it's going to be with you. Come on here, somebody. And so we got to be careful, amen, how we treat God's anointed. Come on here, somebody. Somebody that done put time in. Somebody that done been in prayer. Somebody that God's hand is on. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Mm. You don't know what that person has been through. Glory to God. You don't know what fire that person had to go through to the anointing of God to rest on their life. Come on here, somebody. And we should be thankful when God bring to us someone that love us enough to give us the truth. Come on here, somebody. Amen.
Yes,
I could be lying to you. Glory to God. I could be deceiving you. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
But the Holy Ghost don't deceive. The Holy Ghost don't lie. Come on here, somebody. I could be living a double life, but the Lord don't allow me to live a double life. Come on here, somebody.
Lord.
And God is saying, recognize and hear me in the prophet. Don't look at him. Look at me in him. Come on here, somebody. Because you know my voice when I said it to you. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So he showed them how to be in the battle. He said, so see the salvation of the Lord with you. Oh, Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Don't fear nothing. Don't be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them. For the Lord will be with you. Come on here, somebody. First of all, he said, my salvation is with you. And then he says, my presence will be with you. Come on here, somebody. In verse 18, it says that Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. So Jehoshaphat is in worship right now. And all of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Come on here, somebody. How many know that when you get a real word from the Lord, it calls you to worship him? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so now, let's go to verse 19. And the Levites of the children of the Kohath praised the Lord God with a loud voice.
We cannot hear you.
You say not, man of God. You say not. No, we losing the connection.
Can y'all hear me now?
There you go.
Lord.
So now, God says, now, you ain't got to fight in this because your praise has become your weapon of warfare.
Yes, Lord. Mm.
The multitude of your praise. Enemies has caused me to come into the situation. They think they got you in the corner, but all they doing is releasing me on the scene because when they came against you, they came against me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness.
And the Bible says, and they rose up, and they went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, and as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me. See, we've been hearing God, but we really ain't been hearing God. Let me say it again. We've been hearing God, but we really ain't been hearing God. Because you ain't moving on what God said, you ain't hearing God. You got to move on what God say when you hear what God say. We're giving our time to all these other things, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. We ain't got no, see, we so full of junk food that by the time we get to God, we ain't ready for the real food. God said, you got to detox yourself from other this, from some of this other food that you need to eat. Come on here, somebody. How many know that it ain't good to mix too many meals together? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because when you mix meals together, you get sick. Oh, I'm going to leave that alone. Glory to God. God said, no, don't leave it alone. Stay with it. God has said to us this morning, we got to stay in the place with God and stop allowing other things to get our attention. Come on here, somebody. The first thing Jehoshaphat did was he went into prayer and he went on a fast. Come on here, somebody. How many know when you go into prayer and you go on a fast and you really seek God with your whole heart, you ain't going to miss God? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So the first thing he said was, hear me, O Jerusalem. I mean, hear me, O Judah. So let your praise hear God. Let your praise hear the Lord this morning. Let your praise hear God. And then he talks to Jerusalem. And then he says, O ye inhabitants, or O ye people of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. Believe in the Lord your God. I don't care what anything else is saying, believe in the Lord your God. But I want to drop this in your spirit while the anointing of God is flowing. He said, but how can you hear without a preacher? Come on here, somebody. How can you hear what God is saying unless he send you an anointed preacher to give you what you need to hear? And then the Lord said, how can he preach unless he be sent? Yeah, you got a lot of these jack-legged, amen, whatever they want to call themselves, amen, out here, amen, giving God's people, amen, what they think, amen, what they feel. It ain't about what we think. We got to be, amen, already have come out of the presence of the Lord knowing what he's saying. I don't want to hear from nobody who thinks they know. I want to hear from somebody that just got out of the presence of the Lord and is saying, this is what the Lord is saying to us right now. Oh, somebody need to stick a praise in there if you want that blessing right there. There's a blessing right there. God is saying, we need to reverence the vessels that's coming that he has anointed and appointed. Because God is tired of his people being played with. How many of you know that this ain't no game? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Oh, that got quiet on the set. How many of you know that this ain't no game? We so used to playing games. We so used to being tied into games that we think everything is a game. Everybody ain't playing with God. There's some of us who are really real about this thing. We done sold out our soul to this thing. And we are believing God for everything we have. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
He said, hear me, O Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. So shall ye be what? Established. Come on here, somebody. What's the use of us praying to God if we ain't going to believe? What's the use of praying to God if we get offended by the word and we don't want to receive it like he's bringing it to us? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. That's right.
We're supposed
right
to be coming and learning, amen, the word, and we didn't come in here and try to be a teacher of the word. Amen. Who taught you? Where are your credentials? I'm not just talking about man credentials. You got to have God credentials. You got to have studied to have shown yourself approved unto God until he approve you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He says, and so shall you be established. In other words, every when the doctrine won't move you, amen, glory to God. If you got establishment, that means that you believe in the Lord your God to the point of nothing else can move you. Can you believe? Unless you got the right preacher. Unless you got the right man of God.
Yes,
the God
Lord
has sent to
yes,
you
Lord
in
God
your midst to give you what you need. You can get a word anywhere. Amen. You can get a word anywhere. I'm saying there's so much word, you can get a word anywhere. But is it the word that's going to change your life? Is it the word that's going to meet you where you at? Is it the word that's going to challenge you? Come on here, somebody. Because, see, a lot of us have so much church that we need to be detoxed from church. Oh, ain't nobody going, hallelujah, glory to God. We need to be detoxed from these spirits that we done picked up in these different churches. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Then he says in verse 20, believe his prophets. Believe his prophets. Why do he put the prophet right behind believing in the Lord your God? You see this in verse 20 of 2 Chronicles 20? See, first he says, believe in the Lord your God. Then he says, believe his prophets. Come on here, somebody. Why does he say that? He said, believe his prophets, so shall you what? Prosper. How many of you know that you're not going to prosper if you don't believe the prophet? Oh, and they got quiet on the set again. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't worry, I brought my own amen with me. Hallelujah. And a couple of more. Glory to God. Listen, you got
yes,
to
Lord.
Believe the prophet. Not try to debate with the prophet. Not try to make the word into what you want the word to say. But no, we got to take God's word for what it is actually saying. How many of you know that God don't care about our attitude? God don't care if we pout. God don't care about our feelings when it comes to his word. Come on here, somebody.
You shall go.
Yes, Lord.
Mm. Why? Dang. Because the word don't need our approval. For it to say what it's saying, it need our approval when we want to agree with it. I ain't going to get no help this morning. God, that the only time I need your help is when I need you to agree with what I'm saying to you. Other than that, I don't need you to add nothing. I don't need you to take away nothing. All I need you to do is embrace it for what it's saying. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
How many of you know it's an honor when God gives you a real prophet? But we got all these lying prophets, deceiving prophets, prophets that will prophet lie to you for money. But when God gives you a real one, God says you need to shout with the voice of triumph, or you're getting ready to prosper. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody right quick and say, neighbor, believe the prophet.
Neighbors, believe the prophet.
Oh, does anybody want to say it this morning? Lord, we got to believe the prophet. If you got a real one, believe him. Amen. Go to Amos 3 and 7. We're about to close it up, beloved. Amen. But I just want to let you know, glory to God, that God gave you a real one this morning. Come on here, somebody. Amen. I'm not talking for myself or by myself, but heaven has validated me, and God has anointed me to preach his word. Somebody give God a praise. Amos 3 and 7, glory to God. Is everybody there? And the word of the Lord reads, and it says, surely the Lord God will do nothing. Come on here, somebody. God ain't going to bust a move until we speak. You can name it and claim it and proclaim it, but until God put his validation on it and send confirmation. See, he sent us for confirmation and affirmation. So, yeah, you need a real prophet. And sometimes God will hold a word and put it in the prophet's mouth for you. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secrets. His secret. Until his servant, the prophets. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. That's the word, y'all. God is not going to move until the mouth of the prophet moves. Somebody give God a praise. We want God to move. But God says, I'm going to move when I speak to my prophet. I'm going to move when I open his mouth. Come on here, somebody. Come with me to Deuteronomy 18. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Holy Ghost. Deuteronomy 18. And verse 17. And we're going to begin with verse 13. And in this one, we close it. Listen, God sent his real prophets because he don't want you going to soothsayers and palm readers. He don't want you going to the psychic. So he sent his prophet because we are endowed with the anointing of God to say what he says. Give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You ain't got to worry about us talking to those psychic. Amen. We don't do that. Glory to God. We talk to God. We stay in the presence of God through prayer and worship. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We not on social media. Glory to God. Any time that we get is spent with the Lord. The only time we go there is when it's time to proclaim what the Lord has said. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Verse 13. And thou shalt be. Deuteronomy 18, and we start in verse 13. Is everybody there? Come on here, somebody. And the word of the Lord says, and thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. For these nations which thou shalt possess, hearken unto the observation of times and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord God has not suffered thee so to do. Come on here, somebody. So the reason why God gonna give us the land is because instead of consulting with him, they consulted with other falsehoods that could not give them the truth. Come on here, somebody. Yes, Lord. They consulted with familiar spirits. Come on here, somebody. Spirits that were familiar with demons. Come on. Oh, yeah, that was cool. Talking about shit. Hey, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 15, and the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. For Yahshua said he will be likened unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken. Come on here, somebody. According to all that thou desires of the Lord thy God in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again from the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire anymore, that I die not. They didn't want to hear from God in Horeb because they didn't want to consecrate themselves and be sanctified and live holy for the Lord their God. So God had to raise up someone that could stand in the gap so God wouldn't send fire and consume them because they did not want to commit to the Lord. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you know that God's fire ain't nothing to play with? Everybody want to have a word. Everybody want to come and give a word. No, you got to understand this word of God is real. And if you ain't committed, if you ain't sanctified, if you ain't set yourself apart, then you need to become a student of the word until God make you a teacher. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Verse 17, and the Lord said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. The Lord said they spoke right. They spoke the right thing. Because everybody can't get close to the fire. Come on here, somebody. But in 18, he said, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth. Circle that. And will put my words in his mouth. Come on here, somebody. And will put my words in his mouth. Hallelujah. Not what he think, not what he feel, but he going to put his words in his mouth. And he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. See, this is what God talking about concerning his real prophet. And it shall come to pass that whosoever would not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. So God says, I'm going to check you concerning the word that I spoke through my prophet that you said you didn't agree with. Oh, I can't hear nobody this morning. It's quiet on the set. But God said, I'm going to require of him. Because he's not just speaking, but he's speaking in my name. He said, but the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die.
Have mercy.
So you ain't got to worry about that prophet because God going to cut him off for speaking, using his name for speaking the words of the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Using God's name.
Oh my,
but he's speaking by the spirit of another. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He said, that prophet shall die. But verse 21 says, and if thou shalt say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? How we going to know if the prophet was real or not?
Yes. Yes, Lord.
I want you to turn your volume up. How am I going to know if that was a real one or if that was a deception or that, if that was a prophet of the devil? Hallelujah. How am I going to recognize, Lord, who is who?
Yes.
Listen to that verse, what verse 22 says. When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if that thing followeth not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken.
Okay.
So if it don't come to pass, what the prophet said, he was a lying prophet.
Okay.
He was a lying prophet, and God was not with him. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody need to be shouting. It's too quiet on the set. The word is believe in the Lord your God, and so shall ye be established. So I need God to send me somebody that's going to give me the real. And God says, I've already done that. Where's my praise? Hallelujah. can we rob God? We're talking about tithes and offerings. We robbing God. But how have we robbed God in not giving him his praise? Come on here, somebody. If we talking about we not in it for us, then who we in it for? Come on here, somebody. Oh, I can't hear nobody this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the highest praise this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, how you know you got a real one? It's because my praise and my worship will go with you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. My word will not return void. Come on here, somebody. If you know God's word ain't returning void, somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you know God's word is coming to pass, come on and give God a praise.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. When the Lord, because the Bible said, let the redeemer of the Lord do what? Say so. Come on here, somebody. So we got a right to praise God this morning. Come on here, somebody. And God said, hey, you go recognize, glory to God, because the thing that the Lord has spoken has not came to pass. But it says the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, that and thou shalt not be afraid of him. God said, don't be afraid of a prophet that I haven't spoken to. Come on here, somebody. Don't be afraid of a lying prophet. Don't be afraid of a false prophet. Why? Because God ain't with him. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Somebody give God some glory this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Yes, Lord.
Does somebody this morning say, neighbor, I'm about to prosper like never before because I believe the prophet that God has given me. Come on here, somebody. I believe the prophet that God has given me, and I know that he hadn't missed the mark, so I'm thankful this morning, and I'm getting ready to prosper. Somebody praise God for prosperity this morning. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord this morning. Let me tell you something. When somebody come in and their spirit ain't right, we shouldn't allow them to come in and mess up the flow of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
But
yes,
we thank
Lord.
God
yes,
for when he sent people in with the right spirit.
Yes.
Amen. Because they come in open to
yes,
God.
Yes.
They come in wanting more of God. Come on here, somebody. Not coming in
yes,
with their agenda. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give
yes,
God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And I ain't talking about us not asking questions. We need to ask questions. Whatever you don't know, you need to ask. Because the only way we going to know is when we ask. Because then when we ask, God is able to what? Give the answer. Come on in, somebody. Hallelujah. See, the smart students are the ones that ask questions. Glory to God. Why? Because they want to know. Glory to God. And the Bible says that when we know the truth, it shall what? Make us free. Hallelujah. And it's not no shame when you don't know. It's a shame when you act like you know and you don't know. Come on here, somebody. That's where God can't help us. But God is saying, if you just ask the question, I can give you the answer. Because the answer is in the book. Somebody give God a praise for the answer being in the book. Hallelujah.
Can't hear nobody this morning. Somebody need to praise God for the answer that's already in the book. Come on here, somebody.
Am I still on this morning?
You're still on.
Hallelujah. Boy, it's so quiet. Boy, it feel like a graveyard. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Boy, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you what the Lord said. I'm just the messenger. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. The Bible said, blessed are those who are not offended in me. How we going to get offended if God is sending us what we need?
And God says, if it ain't for you, praise me anyway. Because it's still my word and it's still the truth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. All glory to God. Thank you, Lord, this morning. Thank you for your word this morning. Thank you that your word ain't going to return void. Thank you, Lord, that I'm outside. God, I delivered what you said for me to deliver. Thank you that you stand behind your word. And we give your name the praise, your name the glory. Somebody lift him up one more time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, this morning. And we give you the praise. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Amen. While the Spirit of God is moving, is there anybody that got any question before I bring my brother on the line this morning? Hallelujah. Ain't nobody got no question? Amen. Come on in, man of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Y'all can hear me now? Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Take God's word on this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of times my line is muted. I got stuff going. You know, I'm doing the broadcast. We got stuff going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we thank God for the word. Hallelujah. On this morning. Amen. Praise God. The man of God said something. Amen. He said, if the word, how we going to know? Hallelujah. If he real or if he fake. He said, if the word don't come to pass, hallelujah, the Lord didn't say it. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got to look at the evidence of these things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That's why you get, amen. See, sometimes the enemy will try to get in your head. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He didn't try to get in mine and tell me, hey, you don't know what you're talking about, but that's why you got to have your own receipts. See, I keep receipts.
Hallelujah.
Over to you. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Can I be honest with y'all? And don't be offended, nobody on the line, because this go out to everybody in the world. I don't care what y'all think. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I keep my receipts, amen, so I'll know, praise God, that the Lord is speaking to me, praise God, hallelujah, amen, because you got to test yourself, glory to God, hallelujah, if you say you hearing from God, hallelujah, amen, where the receipts, praise God, hallelujah, to yourself. I keep my own receipts, glory to God, hallelujah. All I got to do is go down my YouTube or my Facebook and see what the Lord has said, hallelujah, and see that we in that day and time right now, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. If
amen.
It don't come to pass, the Lord ain't said, hallelujah,
amen.
Praise God. If it don't come to pass, the Lord ain't said. Well, how many people that came up talking about, I remember one time I was at work and somebody was saying, y'all know the world was supposed to end yesterday. I say, say what? I didn't know nothing about it. Glory to God. I would have completely been caught off guard. Hallelujah. Praise God. With the world ending yesterday. Hallelujah. Amen. That was about 10 years ago. Hallelujah. That prophet was so wrong. Hallelujah, praise God. Then got all them people money. Amen. Talking about the world finna come to an end on such and such a day, and that date done came and gone, and I didn't even know nothing about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. These false prophets are out there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all ain't seen the infomercial for the water. Hallelujah. Praise God. This guy at nighttime, Peter Popoff, Reverend Peter Popoff, he's selling water. If you get this water, God gonna bless you with it. If you drink it, he gonna bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I ain't lying to you. If you stay up late enough and turn on that TV, hallelujah, these preachers out here are infomercials. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. What the Lord say they gonna do? They gonna tell you, keep building, but I ain't tell you that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for the word on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the word does say, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You ain't got to worry about your enemies coming against you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ezekiel tells us, he told Ezekiel, I'm going to tell you to preach their word. Preach my word, glory to God. But they hard-headed. Hallelujah. They stubborn. Praise God. But he said, don't worry about it because I done made you just as stubborn as them. Glory to God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Amen. Mm. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. On today, we thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. For the gift of God. Hallelujah. On
yes,
today, man. Praise God. We thank God. Hallelujah. That he is God and a true God. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on today. We thank you for the man of God on today. We ask, Lord, that you replenish him the virtue that you have, that he has poured out, hallelujah, unto your people, Lord. And, Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you keep prospering him. You keep teaching him, Lord. You keep molding him and shaping him, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you and praise you on today for everything you're doing in his life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless God. Hallelujah on today. We thank God for everybody out there that's online. Hallelujah on today. Amen. If you got a testimony or prayer request, you can put it in the comments for us. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to open up the line real quick. If anybody have a testimony, amen, or prayer request, praise God. Hallelujah. We want to open up the phone lines at this time. Hallelujah. So we can put those on the throne of grace on today. Will there be one on tonight? Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Well, we bless the name of the Lord on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for his word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Y'all see how Apostle B do it. Remember, when he started, he said, this is going to be one of the shortest messages. Y'all see the clock. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we bless the name of the Lord on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. I heard somebody say, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So we bless the name of the Lord on today. We truly thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in on today. Bless the name of the Lord. Don't forget about morning glory every morning. Hallelujah. With the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Only exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. So make sure, hallelujah, you go to Blog Talk Radio. You don't got to download an app. All you got to do is go into your web browser, type in Blog Talk Radio, then type in the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then, hallelujah, go to the archive and listen to Morning Glory. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We will be back online. Praise God. If we're not back online tomorrow night, we will be back online Monday night. Hallelujah. Amen. At 7 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Midwest, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. Praise God. And 10 o'clock East Coast Time. More than an hour of power. Bless the name of the Lord. So we invite you to call in and tune in for a word from the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And also tomorrow, praise God. Hallelujah. Don't forget about one of our sponsors, Care Church Incorporated. Amen. Sunday morning service. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. With Bishop Mac Page. Amen. It's called Living in Expectation with Mac and Rebecca Page. So make sure y'all can tune in on that. Praise God. Hallelujah. On Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Also, y'all can catch him live on Facebook at Mac Page. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on today. Praise God. We thank God for the word. We thank God for everybody that called in. We thank God for God being God all by himself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back into the hands of the man of God so he can give his final announcements and the benediction on this morning. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen. We thank God. Amen. Thank you, my brother. Amen. Praise God to you. Amen. Amen. If there's no other questions or anything,
if all hearts are clear. Amen. I want to make sure that, amen, before I go into the benediction, amen, we just want to praise God for what he is doing in this hour. Just, amen, keep your man of God, keep the apostle in prayer, amen, and just continue to obey whatever God tell us to do in this hour. Because it's about to get crazy. I'm saying, child of God, prepare yourself. Get in your prayer closet like never before. Because there are some things that are getting ready to come on the land. But as long as we stay prayed up and walk in obedience, listen to me, as long as we stay prayed up and walk in obedience, God is going to cover us. Come on here, somebody. God is going to cover us.
Yes, Lord.
I'm telling you what I'm hearing in the Holy Ghost. God is saying, we're about to see demons manifest in people like never before. But God says, if you stay in prayer and you walk in obedience, nothing will affect you. Because God is going to show out on our behalf. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. And so we praise God this morning. We thank God this morning for everyone. Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's it. Let's get ready for the benediction. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We don't rob you of your praises. We thank you, O God. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you do, because we know without you, we can do nothing. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. Let us continue, God, to have a spirit of gratitude. Let our attitude have a spirit of gratitude unto you. That we may give you all the praises and all the glory that is due to your name. We thank you on this morning, God, because you are good all the time. And we give you the praise, because you said if you be for us, who could be against us? And so, Father, we thank you that we understand that you are for us. We thank you, God. And we give you the praise. Lord, thank you for your word this morning. To believe the prophet. So we can prosper. But Lord, first of all, help us to believe in you, Lord. That we may be established.
Yes, Lord.
We need your word, God. Because without your word, we won't be established. Without your word, God. We need your word, God. And we thank you for your word this morning. Lord, Katina, bless my brother and his wife. And Father, we give you all the praise and the glory. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name, we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a shout of praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, shout out to the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless you, God. Hallelujah. Turn it back into the hands of our dear brother. Amen.
Amen. Bless you, man of God. Bless you. We thank God on today. Amen. For everybody that called in and tuned in. Like we said, amen. We will be back online on Hallelujah, the second day of the week. Y'all know the time and the channel, praise God, hallelujah. For those of you out there on live, I'll schedule it, praise God, hallelujah. We've had a blessed time in the Lord, hallelujah. We'll see y'all next time. Don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Have a blessed day. Go with God, and we'll see y'all next time. Hallelujah, on out of the mouth of God. Glory to God on today.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer,
spirit is made right, sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.